South a little bit in outside of Chicago. And those, you used to do things your parents would tell you to just leave the house and like angrily, like get out of the house. I don't want to see you again until the street lights come on. I mean, nowadays you need to have security go with your kids wherever they go. But back when you were 7 and 8 and 6, so you could do pretty much whatever you wanted, especially if you had a bike, you had transportation, you could make it within miles of anywhere. So one day, me and my buddy, we raided his dad's fridge, because we wanted to try drinking beer for the first time. I don't know what brought that on. The desire, but there were adults doing it, and they seemed to be enjoying it, and so we thought we'd try it. But so we there was 2 6-packs in his dad's fridge in the garage, and we took one of each. There were 2 different kinds of beer. We took one of each, so he wouldn't notice that there was 2 gone. Maybe he wouldn't notice, you see. The diabolical nature of an 8-year-old's brain who's wanting to have liquor. So my friend, his beer, we rode our bikes down to like some like fence and pasture and bushes, and we were gonna like hang out. Our first Skid Row experience. And his beer was Hams. Do they still make that? And the one I got was Old Milwaukee. And I still remember exactly how that first sip of beer tasted, that first sip of Old Milwaukee. But you know, the saying, What was the logo? The saying was Milwaukee, tastes as great as its name. It's just not that great of a name. It's like old, dusty. So, but do they make that anymore? No. No, they don't. You're fucking with me. Wow. Well, I bet it still tastes the same and still tastes as great as its name. Well, so now I drink wine. But, okay, so the connection is that was a story about all those yesterdays.